This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, June 26th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced a request for information today regarding climate smart practices for biofuel feedstocks. Vilsack said the USDA is seeking information on crops, crop practices, and how they can be documented, certified, and traced.
We published an RFI today, a request for information, in order to obtain information on the establishment of standards as to how we might be able to establish, verify, quantify the results of specific climate smart practices applied to the production of specific commodities that could in turn be utilized in the development of sustainable aviation fuel and potentially for other transportation policy initiatives. What we want to do is be able to finish a rule that can bleed into or be incorporated, if you will, into Treasury guidance when it establishes the guidance for the tax credit known as 45Z, which is going to help facilitate the development and expansion of sustainable aviation fuel.
Those cropping practices should further lower the life cycle carbon scores of advanced biofuels like biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. The 30-day comment period ends next month. Kurt Kavarik, Clean Fuels Vice President of Federal Affairs, said, "We greatly appreciate Secretary Vilsack joining us and acknowledging our industry's need for both timely and accurate rules on climate-smart ag practices. We appreciate the fact that Secretary Vilsack understands the importance of having guidance for 45Z well in advance of January 1, 2025, so farmers, producers, and clean fuel customers have the certainty to continue to produce and use low-carbon biomass-based diesel." In a press conference with reporters on renewable energy, Secretary Vilsack said the USDA is aware of the tremendous increase in the supply of imported cooking oil.
"We are very sensitive to this issue. We obviously want to make sure that we understand and appreciate the source of that cooking oil and what its environmental impact, positive or negative, might be. Obviously, Treasury has responsibilities in this space, but we are keeping an eye."
Members of the U.S. Senate, including Iowa's Charles Grassley, raised concerns that the 3 billion pounds of used cooking oil is qualifying for tax credits without verification standards for the product. Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association shared information today from a new study suggesting renewable blended transportation fuel offers an immediate benefit for the environment.
"If we were using increased blends, higher blends of lower carbon liquid fuels like ethanol in light duty vehicles, we would see larger and faster reductions in greenhouse gas emissions than we are going to get under EPA's tailpipe emission standard, which again basically forces battery electric vehicle production. So again, if we peel back the onion, take a truly scientific approach to analyzing the emissions impacts of these things, using more liquid fuels that are low carbon would be a better solution than simply mandating that automakers massively ramp up production of battery electrics."
RFA is one of a number of groups, including the National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Federation, National Corn Growers, the Petroleum Institute, and others who've challenged the EPA's tailpipe emission standards with litigation. Cooper says the EPA did not use a balanced life cycle analysis to evaluate EV vehicles to liquid-based fuels. Finally, don't miss tomorrow morning's AgriPulse Daybreak. We'll have news on today's closed-door House Ag Committee hearing on child labor. Legislators met with labor experts and industry officials. Chairman Thompson still questioning the committee's jurisdiction over child labor. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Farm Bill impacts food security, jobs, conservation, risk management, and addresses hunger. The time is now for a new Farm Bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fv.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.